It's been a tough season for the Panthers after 10 rounds of the competitions, only having two victories. There was plenty of excitement and plenty of enthusiasm at the start of the year and plenty of expectations. Most people thought that Penrith could challenge for the title this season after being around the money the last couple of years. And as always, he joins us on the line on a Tuesday morning is Penrith 5'8", Jimmy Maloney. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, fellas. How are we?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. More importantly, how are you? We thought last week you hit rock bottom, and then, of course, you played the Warriors, and it wasn't the performance that we were after.
No, it wasn't. At some point we need to, get out of this cycle and say enough's enough and start nailing the basics. That's what happens every week, just the basics of footy, and we address them every week and look at them again, and we don't get them right again. So we do it all over again this week.
Hey, Jimmy, where to now? Like, you're out this game. Ivan made some changes last week with Josh Mansour and Regan Campbell-Gillard playing in the Canterbury Cup. In the press conference afterwards, he said, look, he hasn't got answers. So where to now for the Panthers?
I suppose I'm not sure how the team looks this week. Obviously, I'll miss them this week with early guilty plea.
Yeah.
So that's a bit disappointing, to not be out there when the side's, going the way it is. So, I'm not sure in terms of team lineups and that. I think we'll know today once we get in there. I suppose we just need, 17 guys out there that are going to have the attitude to get the basics right. And, we just need 17 blokes with a collective mindset to say, enough's enough. I reckon the result comes, but the mental battle is a real issue.
Oh, are you there, Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, mate. Do you think you concentrate on too much on going out there not to lose? Because when you're going through the situation you are at the moment, and you sometimes... Your mindset is, we can't afford to lose. We can't afford to lose. Mm. And it's a negative sort of straight away. And then every missed tackle and every drop ball, you start thinking about what could happen rather than focusing in on the process of, righto, we've just made that mistake. This is what we need to do to get ourselves back into the contest. And my next action in this next tackle is X, Y, and Z. But are you thinking more about the result, more about the process?
Hopefully not. I think it's a real valid question because I think it's a bit like, if you're thinking don't drop the ball, then you drop the ball. it's just how it is. I think that's the hardest thing is it's hard to know what 17 different blokes are thinking. Different personalities handle things and situations differently. Ideally we don't want to be, but I suppose that's the real big question mark. You don't know what guys are thinking.
Because sometimes you just got to be free in your mind and let it go. Just go out there and play.
Which sounds easy.
It does sound easy, but not worry about the result.
Yeah.
Because the more you worry about the result, and the more you're worried about, dropping a ball or missing a tackle or, I just want to carry this ball.
Yeah.
And you might miss an opportunity to pass the ball because you don't want to make a mistake. So I just reckon they've just got to go out there and just play with that freedom of not worrying about what the outcome will be. Just go out there and play.
Mm.
Yeah, I think you're right. What we've addressed that and we've spoke about that, just being free and just go out there and play footy and, it'll happen and just compete and everything. There seems to be a lot of looking back and sort of, trying to work it out, but you know the same things keep on happening. So yeah, it's getting frustrating, and you know, it's probably been frustrating for a while now. But I suppose we've got no other choice than to gear up. You know, I think the biggest thing is we are with the same many people, but you know, there was still a good crowd out there at home on the weekend. You know, the Penrith supporters are, you know, it's quite a few of them that are rock solid. You know, and they'll stand by us, whatever. You know, whatever we're doing, but you know, we owe it to them that you know they turn up every week to see a performance they should be proud of, and you know, I don't think we've given too many of them this year.
No, and it's also disappointing, mate, when people start to leave the venue with 15 and 10 minutes to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, mate, that hurts. Yeah, 100% it does. So, but you know, it's as you know, we owe them a lot more with, you know, the performance. We owe the coach, the work the coaches are doing. We owe them a lot more, you know, with our performances. But, yeah, every week it's just basic fundamentals of football, you know, that we seem to get wrong. And, you know, that's sort of probably what leaves us to think that, you know, the mindset isn't right, as you said, and we're thinking about other things because, you know, a lot of the basic things you've been doing since you were, you know, 8 years old playing rugby league, they're not complex things, but we're just not getting them right.
Hey, Jimmy, from all reports, Brad Fittler and his team are going to finalise their team today. Have you had contact with Brad Fittler? Has Nathan Cleary, you talk with Nathan, do you talk about it, whether there's been any contact from Freddie?
I had a message from him a few weeks back, just a pretty straightforward message, not too much contact. I think Nath might have been in contact with him. But, yeah, look, I'm not sure how that's going to go. Obviously, you know, probably at the point now that on form this year, there's probably, you know, it's probably hard, you know, with himself to sort of, you know, you got Cody Walker, Luke Keary playing really good footy, guys like that,
yeah,
in similar positions. I suppose, you know, the only thing I've got is I've been there and done it before, and they know what I can do in that sort of environment. So, yeah, as I said, it's out of my control. I don't get to play this week, so, you know, we'll just wait and see what the outcome is.
Did you have any thoughts of going to the judiciary and challenging your dangerous contact charge?
No, look, it's hard to get on. I thought it was a little bit harsh. It wasn't that much in it, but, you know, I don't think you could get off it. So, you know, I think, unfortunately, carry over points from the week before, you know, when I was in a tackle there that ended up in a dangerous position and that sort of come back to bite me. So, just have to put the teeth where it and gear up for 2 weeks.
Can I take you back to Olympic Park, Saturday, the 11th of April, 2009. You make your NRL debut and you're in the halves alongside a bloke named Cooper Cronk, who announced his retirement yesterday. What's your, when you heard that yesterday, what was your overwhelming thought on Cooper Cronk, Jimmy?
Yeah, look, probably not ridiculously surprised. Obviously, you know, he's getting to the back end and a two-year deal. I'll probably, you know, I think most people probably expect him that'd be it. But, you know, obviously a bloke who's, he's done everything now. And as everyone said, he's worked so hard to get to where he is. I think, you know, as a young fella coming through down Melbourne to, you know, see behind the scenes of, you know, guys like Kem Smith, Cooper Cronk, Billy Slater, you know, the work they put into their games and what they, you know, they do at training every week, you know, with a real eye-opener early on in your career, to be able to see that. So, look, I had some really good games and challenges against Cooper in past, and, you know, been able to play with him, you know, when with Australia and that, when I've had a few starts there. So, look, going to go down as one of the great halfbacks that played our game. So, he's definitely got nothing left to prove, and you know, he'll kick back and enjoy the time, and I'd say.
Wigan, St Helens and the Salford City Reds are apparently the clubs that are circling. Jimmy, can you give us an update on that?
Wouldn't have a clue, mate, to be honest. There's talk all the time about what I'm up to, as far as I know. I haven't tried to, leave Penrith a year earlier. As far as I know, the club isn't trying to offload me. So, as I said, it's all news to me. I hear about it from the media, and that's all I know about it.
And what's it make? How do you feel when you... Does it worry you? Do you get onto the phone to the manager and say, hey, what's going on?
Oh, no. Look, I haven't been around long enough to realise. I think, I've got a good relationship with Ivan, things like that. I think if there was something that I'm thinking, I reckon, he'd give me the courtesy of telling me first. So,
sure.
He hasn't done that, so I'm sure things are just as they were.
No, well, we know you're hurting, Jimmy, as are all Panthers supporters, and I'm sure the players, all the players are hurting along with the coaching staff, but there's only one thing you can do, and that is to prepare as well as you possibly can and get the cookies on Thursday when you take on Parramatta.
Fingers crossed, mate.
Yep. We'll see you next week, mate.
Good on you, Jimmy.
Cheers, guys. Cheers.